Brother Hu Guanghui to give the testimony of this true grace he received. Truly want to thank the Lord.
今天有这个机会为你做见证。
I'm giving this opportunity to give testimony for the Lord.
但是没有想到我今天居然能够站在这里为你做见证。
It's amazing that today I can stand here to give testimony.
我跟主的关系说短也短，说长也很长。
The relationship that I have with the Lord, we can say it is short, but also we can say it's been long.
去年的这个12月5号是我们从宾夕法尼亚刚好搬到这里。
Last year, December 5th, we moved to here, this place.
后来过了不久就我们开始来这个教会参加不断断续续的聚会。
Soon after that, we start to attend this church, to start to attend many meetings.
像我这样背景的做研究的背景的人，实际上我看了一下，在不到一年时间内，从完全是不相信到今天来再做见证，还是很短的一段时间。
People like my background who conducted scientific research, it's kind of short time for me to go from as a non-believer to a believer.
说起来长也是非常非常长跟主的关系。
But my relationship can be said is also very it is a long journey as well.
我不知道这里年纪更可能跟我差不多大的或者更大一点的生活在中国大陆农村的人可能都知道当我小的时候是没有电的，没有电视机的，没有书的，没有几乎什么都现在小孩子都接触的东西信息都是没有的。
Those who are my contemporary or older know that when I grew up in a farm, so we didn't have any lights, TV, any electronic devices like today's young people have.
那我从记事开始我可能接触到的最早的故事可能就是圣经的故事因为我妈妈是基督徒。
First story that I heard was the story in the Bible because my mom is a Christian.
可能翻到的书我能拿到的书也是这本圣经。
So first books that we had actually was the Bible.
但是当时小时候也像可能跟我的小孩子一样在教会里当然那时候的教会不是真正的教会在家里两三个人三四个人或者有时候多的五六个人十来个人听听歌学学圣经我就跟着边上看热闹而已。
Like my own children, that back then that we had two or three people or five or six or ten gather in the houses. So we just sang songs and share some stories. I was just like a bystander just watching.
每次妈妈祷告的时候也把我拉下来跪着我就听听而已，等着他们说完了，我就跟着说阿门。
So when they pray, my mom will grab me to kneel with her. So I just wait for them to finish prayer, and I'll just say amen with them.
直到去年这个时候为止，我对阿门的理解好像就是祷告结束了。
So until actually last year, my understanding of the meaning of Amen is just to mean that the prayer is finished.
那我真正对主对原来小时候虽然没有信，但也没有觉得他不也不可信，也没有觉得他不可信。但是到真正到我12、13岁左右的时候，发生了一件事情，让我远离了主。
When I was growing up as a child, I didn't believe, but also I didn't refuse to believe. But until when I was 12 years old, something happened that drew me away from the Lord.
那时候不知什么原因，我的右腿突然肿得非常厉害，不能走路。
We didn't know what happened, but all of a sudden, my right leg got swollen, and I couldn't walk.
那家里几乎花了所有的钱，还借了很多钱，到处附近凡是能去的医院全部去过了。
So my family spent all they had to visit all the hospitals around my house and try to get me healed.
就这么经过一个多月以后，一点好转都没有。
So after a month, it didn't get better.
那时候大家都家里也还比较绝望，我也很绝望。
So all my family got into despair, and also I was despair.
后来我记得我妈妈叫了教会里的几乎所有的姐妹们，她的姐妹们都来为我祷告。
So my mom also asked our sisters in the church to pray for me.
我现在还清楚地记得那个祷告的情况，那个祷告很长时间，大家那些阿姨们祷告以后，他们的这个对我的个信心说我的脚肯定会好了。
I still vividly remember that prayer meeting. It was a long prayer meeting, and after meeting that. The aunties told me that they had faith that my leg will be healed.
我可能小时候想象的那个主因好像是神仙一样，滴一滴水或者刷一刷刷子，我的脚就好了。
At the time, my idea of God was like some kind of deity that they would sprinkle some water on my leg and I'll be healed.
那么所以我第二天我就等着他好。
So I expect my leg will be healed next day.
我的脚还是一样没有好。
But my leg still remained the same, didn't get healed.
我就等着第二天，第三天。
So I've been waiting for another day and yet another day.
我等了一个星期以后，我就心里开始动摇。
After a week, my faith was shattered.
一直等到两个星期，我那个时候就开始觉得这个很怀疑主是不是真的在帮我，或者他的存在是不是真的。
After 2 weeks, I started to doubt if the Lord ever existed.
那后来发生了一件事情，我刚刚从因为要做这个见证，我才想起了这个事情，真是一个主在奇迹，但是我当时没有这么想。
I just remember when I prepared this testimony that one thing that I didn't realize then, but now I realize it was a miracle from the Lord.
大概在两个星期以后，我还是就是像正常一样，虽然这个医院没法治我的病，但是我妈还是每天带我去打一点什么针这样的，从来没什么效果，但是反正总得做点事情。
After 2 weeks, I didn't get any better, but my mom continued to bring me to the hospital to take a shot, even though it didn't help, but it's just better than nothing.
这时候我躺着的时候进了一个人。
When I was lying on the bed, I met a person.
穿着白大褂。
He dressed in a white robe.
现在可能不奇怪，但是在当时的农村这个医疗所里面，医生是不穿白大褂的。
Now even today, you don't see it very weird, but at the time in the farm, doctors didn't wear white robe.
所以给我印象很深，他穿的白大褂，而且这个样子看，我们不记得他的样子，但是是非这个气质跟我们这个农村的完全不一样。
So I remember him wearing this white robe, and he had some aroma, the aura that is different from those farmers.
我是听，只听他，我们的医生跟他讲说，这个孩子这已经将近两个多月了，这脚好像是不行了，你还有没有办法
？So I overheard that a doctor told this gentleman that this kid has been with us for 2 months and his legs still cannot be healed.
我不知道这个医生后来跟他讲的是什么，反正可能告诉他了一些什么事情，然后这个脚在用种什么东西，我也不记得了。第二天就开始好转了。
But I didn't know what the doctor told this gentleman, and I didn't know what kind of things that he did to me. But starting from next day, my leg started to get better.
我现在想想，奇怪的是，就是我们附近的医院全部都看过了，那个我们这地方本地的小医疗所从来没有人像他这样的。从不知道从哪里来的会到我们这地方来给这个指导。
What was interesting was that we had visited all the hospitals around the area, and we never knew that there was a doctor like him around our area.
那当时想想，当时不觉得认为，当时觉得医生把我的脚医好的，不是主给我任何的帮助。
At the time, I thought it was that doctor in white robe healed me. I didn't think that it was the Lord, Lord's hand healing me.
那后来开始上学，开始上大学，开始做研究，那么一系列的这个领域方面的学习和工作，让我越来越觉得基督教、耶稣、神是那么的遥远的事情。
Afterward, I started to go to school and graduate from school and started to do research and working. And I started to think that God, Christianity and faith, that the Lord, they are all so remote, not relevant.
那到一直到最近一两年，我觉得情况有一点点变化。
Until recently, 1 or 2 years ago, situation started to change.
我想这主给我一两个方式来让我回家。
God used one or two circumstances to bring me home.
那第一个是从我引以自豪的研究领域，我一直觉得我们经过了几百年，科学家经过几百年，到现在我也是在在研究的前沿上进行最高端的一些研究，我们能够解决很多问题。
The scientific field that I'm doing my research, I was very proud of it because many years through many scientists effort.We're doing many breakthroughs, and we're at a very high level of achievement.
那直到最近，可能是我自己的研究也越来越做得越来越好。
My own research also got better and better.
这个时候问题开始出现。
But also the we started to face many problems.
有两方面的问题让我觉得我们作为科研人员简直是无能为力，或者根本没有办法解决这些问题。
There were two aspects of problems, and for us researchers, we felt that there's nothing we could do.
一个呢，我们每次发现一个新的东西以后，总会有更多的东西，不知道的东西会出现，永远是这样。
Because it is like a law that whenever we discover new things, there will be many other things, new things that we don't understand.
你越研究的越多，我发现我们知道的越少。
So the more you discover, the more you feel that you don't understand.
另外一个是我们每次发现有一点发现的时候，发现这里面的东西真是太奇妙。
So the more you discover, the more you feel that it was so amazing.
奇妙的让人无法想象，这会是从自然演化的过程的结果。
So you feel that so amazing that it is just impossible. It just came by natural evolution.
今天由于时间的关系，我这方面就不能再深入跟大家分享。
Because the time for today, so I couldn't delve into in detail about these things.
就是简单的一个例子，大家我们总引以自豪的飞机的发现，是基于鸟类的这个它的本能。
我 just want to mention briefly that the reason we invented the airplane because we saw the birds fly.
但是飞机永远到现在也没有达到鸟的真正的这点小本事。
But no matter how advanced we are, the airplane still cannot fly like a bird fly.
那第二个真是感谢主，我的太太出来搬到这里以后，不知道什么原因，她会跟大家分享，她出来信主。
And second thing is that after my wife moved here, all of a sudden she became a believer.
这给了我一个很大的不能回避的一个机会，我要去跟主再接触。
So it forced me to face that issue, to seek out the Lord again.
那我原来总觉得自己对圣经对主都还是了解的。
I always thought that I understood what the Lord is, Lord was, and what the Bible was about.
当我真正来到这里开始读圣经，开始跟兄弟姐妹讨论圣经的事情的时候，我发现我是对圣经实际上是一窍不通。
But after I started to study the Bible with brother and sister here, I noticed that I didn't know a thing in the Bible.
我发现你真正的我是从那个时候突然把打开圣经的时候，不带着成见去看这个圣经的时候，发现它这里面的智慧，它这里面的真理是超越了我原来的完全的这个知识范围。
So when I first time opened the Bible without any bias, I find out that the wisdom hidden in the Bible is beyond our understanding.
那我后来就通过很多弟兄姐妹的帮助我到处去寻找很多我心目中的这个疑问和答案，从网上，从书上，从福音营，我感谢主，我很多问题在短短的时间之内发现全部清楚了。
With the help of many brothers and sisters, and through the internet, and through the gospel meetings, the gospel camp, that thank the Lord that many questions that I have all resolved.
那当我在两三个月前在福音营的时候，我 我觉得我时间已经到了，我就去做了抉择。
So when I was in the gospel camp, I thought my time actually was up, so I made a decision.
那时候对圣经实际上还不是特别，只看了很一点点而已。
At the time, I didn't really know, but I just got a glimpse of the truth.
当我做完决志以后，有两三位慕道的，像我这样慕道的朋友，他们还是在没有信主的人跟我讲圣经的事情。
So after I made a decision, those non-believers at the camp started to talk about the Bible.
他们好像都已经比我读的要多的不知道多少。
They talk about the Bible. They seem like know more about the Bible than I did.
但是我发现有人说这个经常说一本书读不懂的时候叫天书，这个圣经是一本天书，是不是随便人可以谁能够读懂的。
You know, if you don't know the Lord, the Bible seems to you as a heavenly book, meaning that it's beyond our understanding.
它靠的不是知识，它靠的是你的心灵和诚实。
It's not based on your own knowledge, it's based on the spirit and truth in your heart.
那我一直等待的，在这个时候一直等待的心灵上的一个感应，我希望有一个在理性上的基础上有一个心灵上的飞跃。
So at the time I've been waiting for a connection between the truth in the knowledge and the truth in my heart.
那这个时刻在某一天终于到来了。
But one night it came to pass.
当我在开车的时候，有那个傍晚下车回家的路上，在前面这个阳光晚霞对着这个树林照到我的车前面。
On the way home, I saw the sunshine that shined on in front of my car.
我突然感觉到这个原来每天都借的树林，这个阳光一股像一股温暖的，很温暖的一个向我袭过来，就整个处于一种温暖的环境里面。
All of a sudden, I felt like the sunshine shone through these trees and on the car and on myself. I felt it was so warm. It's always been like that, actually.
那个树叶就明显的有不一样的感觉开起来。
All of a sudden, I felt like all the leaves look different now.
这个时候，我一直读的那个原来在圣经里面那句话就出来了。
And the Bible verse that I've been reading suddenly pop up in my mind.
神的永能和他的神性是明明可知的。
The eternal power and nature of God is evident.
虽也不能所借，但借着他的所造的事物。
Though it cannot be seen, but through the creation,
你就可以晓得。
It is evident.
叫你无可推诿。
So there's no excuses for those who refuse to believe.
我感觉就是有一种心里特别的不安和一种做了错事的这种感觉。
I felt like I did something wrong.
我一直在寻找自己认为的一个神迹。
I always been looking for a miracle that I consider as a miracle.
但是这个本身神迹在边上，我却没有发现。
But at that moment, I felt like a miracle is just right before me, but I didn't realize it.
所以我的心里声音在一直在说，你还在等什么
？So I heard that in my heart, I heard this voice that what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
这个声音一直出来很多次很多次。
This voice came many times.
所以我今天来这地方做见证，我觉知，我希望受尽，这是跟我原来的做法，原来的一直以来的习惯是完全不一样。
So today I came here to give testimony to be baptized. It's totally different from what I used to be.
我知道这不是我的决定。
I know that it's not my decision.
因为这不是我本人的一直的习惯。
Because that's not what I used to be.
我本人一直会做研究也好，做任何事情，我都要把东西都看完，看得明明白白。
Because when I do the research, I have to make everything very clear to me.
所以我一直想把圣经全部读完，全部了解，我才决定做受浸。
So I thought to myself that I had to understand every piece of information in the Bible before I make decision.
但每感谢主，总是在这个时候，我总有心里声音会出来。
But God, thank the Lord at this moment that the voice came out from my heart.
他说你吃一盘菜的时候，不需要把全部菜吃完才知道它的味道。
The voice says, you don't have to finish the whole dish to know the taste of the dish.
那我，他又有一个声音出来，我的小孩子，两个小孩，他出来的时候，他们什么都没有准备。
And another voice came to me, is that when my children were born, actually we didn't prepare anything for them.
他们没有 prepare.
Oh, they are not prepared. The children were not prepared for anything.
他们出来了。
They just came out.
他们也没法准备。
And they couldn't prepare anything for themselves either, anyway.
但他们就凭着他们的信心。
But through their own faith,
他们的父母会准备好的。
Somehow, when they knew that their parents would get everything prepared for them.
那今天我的感觉也是一样。
So today I have the same feeling.
我也不需要准备，我也没法准备。
I don't need to prepare, and then I know I cannot prepare either.
我只需要的。
All I need.
天父要我的。这是我的信心。
So all God wants from me is my faith.
其他一切他都准备好的。
Everything else is already done, prepared for me already.
所以我今天来这里为他做见证。
So today I'm here to give testimony for the Lord.
把自己交给主。
I give myself to the Lord.
回家。
And come home.
谢谢。
Thank you.So we have a sister, Wang Su Guang. Thank the Lord, thank God.
今天我能够在这里给大家，给我们伟大的三一真神做见证，实在都是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God that I can be here to give testimony for the Triune God.
其实我一般在讲的时候，在 public 就是在当众演讲，一般都不是很紧张，因为我得过很多的训练。
public speaking like this usually won't make me nervous because I had a lot of training on this.
但是今天我觉得不一样，因为我是给这么伟大的、这么超越时空的、这么有知识、有智慧的三一真神，我确实要认真，非常 serious， 很严肃才行。
But I feel differently today because I'm giving testimony for this such great triune God, so I need to be very serious.
我是出生在中国大陆，然后一直在那里长大，到我读完大学和研究生以后，我再到美国继续求学。
I was born in China, and I grew up and I studied and graduated from college and came to United States for my graduate school.
所以我从小的环境都是接受的教育都是无神论的教育。
So education I received since I was a young, it was the education of atheism.
我从一直的观念就是信仰啊什么，都是一种迷信，是对人有毒害的。
So I always thought that the faith actually was harmful for us, and because it was superstition.
就是人都是要靠自己，靠别的都是靠不住的。
We need to rely on self. We cannot rely on any other things.
然后感谢神，他我已经不知道他兴起了多少的人和事和环境，就要让我回家。
But thank the Lord that He arranged many people and many circumstances to bring me home.
都是因为我自身的骄傲和一定要靠自己这个两个观点吧，就把他拒之门外。
The reason that was that because my own pride and also I relied on myself, so I shut the Lord out of my door, out of my my heart.
对，我第一次听到福音的，其实在已经有十七年之前，我是第一次听到的福音。
17 years ago, That was the first time that I heard the gospel.
那其实是我先生的姐姐给我讲的，他们因为全家大多数人都是比利，就是基督徒。
It was told by my sister-in-law because most of his family members were Christians.
对，我当时已经记不清他讲的什么了，但是我特别印象那。一个他给我唱的一首歌我记住了，那里面有一个歌词叫我有一个荣美家乡在天那边，这个就这句词一直在我脑海子里记得这么长时间。
I don't remember what she said to me, but I remember a song that she sang that in the lyric there was a sentence that says beyond this place there's a gloriousHouse, glorious home. So that phrase stuck in my mind until now.
后来我到美国，我们到跟大多数人一样，就到美国来求学，然后是找工作，再找更好的工作，再买房子。
So like many other people, we came to the United States, studied, and got a job, andand got a house and got a bigger house.
然后在这过程中，所以我们要一直keep 就是要搬很多次家。
So in this process, we moved to many different places.
所以每到一次都会到一个新的地方，都会收到一些朋友的邀请，就去教会。
So wherever we moved, we always received the invitation to the church.
但是每次去了一两次以后，就觉得再也不想去了，就寻找各种理由去拒绝。
But after once or twice, we didn't want to go. I didn't want to go back again. So I just gave all kind of excuses.
但是每次我看到他们祷告的时候，我就觉得特别好笑。
Whenever I heard their prayer, I felt very funny.
我觉得他们都是好像，把一个精神寄托一个虚幻的东西当成了一个真的东西在那里敬拜，我是做不到。
I felt that they are praying to a vanity, to they trust in something that is in thin air, so I couldn't do that myself.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他在最近的，在大概是去年底，2008年底，我的工作我被解雇了。
But thank the Lord that at the end of 2008, I was laid off from my work.
对，我当时根本不相信，像我这样的人怎么还会被解雇。
At that time, I couldn't believe that, that they can lay off employees such as I.
但是我都想，现在回过头来都是神的带领。
But now looking back, it is it was God's leading, God's guidance.
因为在这，其实在我失去工作以后，我的心里面却更平安了。
Because after I lost my job, my heart actually felt more peaceful.
因为我有两个小孩子，我父母都不能，我们两方父母都帮不了忙，一直是我自己带的，然后我又在工作。
Because I have two children and both parents cannot help, so I have to work and take care of my two children.
就是我那个小孩子就三个月就要送到 daycare, 送到幼儿园。
So when they're three months old, they have to they have to be sent to daycare centers.
所以然后经常生病，所以我就是一直在这种负担中生活。
So they got sick quite often. So I have this burden all the time.
然后我在一方面那个工作上也是压力很大。
And at my work, I also felt very stressful.
因为我是一直很好强，其实可能表面上你们看不出来。
Because I drive myself very hard. Maybe I don't look like such a person.
对，所以我就想，因为时间总是不够用，我要一方面要照顾孩子，一方面要照顾我的事业，就是总是在一种压力挣扎中，就是心里特别的不安。
So I always felt that time was not enough for me because I had to work very hard and also need to taking care of my children.
其实我现在回过头，我原来走的路都是那么的艰苦，其实我自己都不知道，我当时还觉得还不错，因为我得到的东西比别人也多。
Right now, I felt that the way was very hard, but at the time, I didn't feel that it was hard because I gained a lot of things more than other people.
然后在这个在我感谢神，在我失去工作以后，我也有机会接触了跟人之间的，跟我邻居啊，和我家人，跟我在家人的之间的交流也多一些。
But thank the Lord, after I lost my job, I start to have more time with my neighbors, with my family members.
在两个，其中有两件，我遇到的两个女生啊，让我对我的改变很大。
So I met two sisters who had a great influence on me.
一个是我在宾州的时候，那我还没有在宾州时候我的一个邻居。
One was my neighbor when I was in Pennsylvania.
他是原来也是个很坚定的无神论者，后来因为他身体的缘故，成了一个虔诚的基督徒。
She used to be a very stubborn atheist, but because of her illness in her body, later she became a Christian.
他告诉我他看到那个神迹，他向我做跟我做见证。
So she testified to me that she experienced a miracle.
但是我从来没有当回事，我觉得他只不过在绝望的过程中产生，在绝望的时候产生的一种幻觉。
But I didn't take it in my heart because I thought that she was hallucinating because she was desperate.
另外一个就是我，因为我有时间，去年我整个夏天都在国内，都在大陆。
Another person was last summer I spent most of time in China.
那个是我妈妈的一个姐姐的，是我一个亲姐，是我妈妈的姐姐的女儿，很亲。
So she's a daughter of my mother's sister.
她原来她也是，我从她的身上看到了她变成基督徒以后整个的一个转变，整个一个
So I saw the change that she had after she became Christian.
嗯，从这两个人身上，因为他，嗯，这两个我比较亲近的人身上，我觉得这个力量根本来自不了人，来自另外一个超自然的力量。
Because they were very close to me, so I noticed that it was impossible for a person to change that. It was from God.
嗯，所以我也就。不可避免的要在这方面要思考。
So inevitably, I had to think about this matter.
在去年感恩节附近，在感恩节附近的时间。
So during the Thanksgiving season last year.
我在偶然的看见，我一个见证，就是我在宾州时候。我们周围的一个美国教会发给大家的一对夫妻写的一个见证。
Accidentally that I read a testimony given by American
castle.
Church.
Yeah, around us. 我当时他是讲一个，他是一对夫妻写的一个，他的孩子是因为得了脑瘤，后来。这个孩子也去了天堂。
It was written by an American couple talking about their child who had a brain tumor and later that child went to heaven.
他只有五岁，这个孩子只有五岁。
The child was 5 years old when the child passed away.
当我读了这篇文章以后，我就是整个人就感动的不行，我就在那里大哭。
After I read this testimony, I was so touched. I was crying aloud there.
好在我周围没人，要不然我觉得很丢脸。
It's quite embarrassing.
但是我当我在我就当时我就做了决志祷告，因为他那个上面叫写的，如果你感动的话，你就做这个，赶紧做这个决志祷告。
So I prayed according to that in the track. It says if you're touched by this story, then you pray this prayer. So I pray that prayer.
所以我当我做完这个决志祷告，我无意中抬头，我发现太阳不一样了。
So after I finished prayer and I look at the sun, all of a sudden I felt the sun looked different.
那太阳的周围整个一圈是变红了。
So I saw this the circle surrounding the sun became very bright, brightly red.
然后好像从中间出来了一个圆形的东西，就忽远忽近，就感觉我在跟他交流，在跟我交流。
I saw something came out of the sun in the center of the sun. It came near and further away, and then came near. So I thought that it tried to communicate with me.
但是我就这样盯着太阳一直看了20分钟，我被它吸引，一下子被它吸引住了，我感动的简直是不行了。
So I stared at the sun for 20 minutes. I was so touched.
所以我当时赶紧打电话给我先生。
So immediately I called my husband, 胡光辉。
我想把这个喜乐告诉他。
I tried to share this joy with him.
但是他根本听了一句毫不耐烦的挂掉了。
But he was so impatient after he heard the first sentence, and he just hung up.
他肯定是以为我在家里面，因为没有工作，可能家里无聊，胡思乱想想出来的。
maybe at the time he thought I didn't have work, so I just thinking wild in my mind.
然后他的这个说法让我也感到有点不自信，我也觉得可能也是我有可能产生的幻觉。
So after his remark, I became to be doubtful that maybe I am hallucinating.
但是再过了很感谢神，再过了一个星期，我同样的又无意识的拿到那个。就是那个看到那个见证，同样的事情又发生了。
But after a while, that experience I had when I read this testimony happened again.
所以现在后来我就坚信这是真的。
So I believe firmly in my heart that it was real.
然后我当时不想给我先生打电话，我知道他肯定会挂。
This time I didn't want to call him because I knew that he was going to hang up the phone again.
但是我还是打了，我只是想让他作为我的一个证人。
But in the end, I still call him. I want him to be my witness.
我打了他还是同样的挂了。
So I called, he as expected just hung up the phone.
所以我但是我一点都没有生气，因为我原来对待我的邻居给我见证的时候，我也不是同样一样觉得他是在胡思，觉得是幻觉。
But I didn't get mad at all because when other neighbors shared gospel with me, I hung up the phone on them as well.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
因为这两次的经历让我确信他是真的。
Because these two experiences I had, I realized that God was real.
所以我这次我不一样了，我是别的以前都是别人邀请我去教会，我还就是寻找各种理由拒绝，这次是我自己带着两个孩子去找教会。
People had to invite me to the church, but this time it was different. I took my two children and started to look for a church.
那其实第一次可能光辉不知道，那时候他已经搬到。先生不知道他已经搬到新泽西在工作了，我还带着两个孩子在宾州。
My husband at the time already moved to New Jersey for the work, but I still stayed behind in Pennsylvania.
所以我第一次去找的教会其实是宾州的一个叫三一教会。
The first church I went was a church called a Trinity Church.
我第一次我去的时候，我其实心里面很有一点有点胆怯第一次。
First time I was kind of afraid.
然后我去的时候转了半天，那个教会出来的时候也没有，那个好像是在一个学校，我也没找到停车位置，我就准备走了。
So first time I was circling around at the gathering place and I couldn't find the parking space, so I was about to leave.
就在我刚刚要离开那个转向大路的时候，我发现旁边给我留了两个位置。
But right at the moment that I was about to leave, I spotted two parking spaces on my right.
我突然就心里面就眼泪就想往外流。
All of a sudden that my tears start to rolling down.
我知道这是主为我准备的。
I know that God prepared this parking space for me.
因为他那个两个位置是很小的位置，我知道他是怕我知道我的驾车一直不是很水平不是很好，他就特意给我留的。
Okay, this is actually the two parking lots because each lot is very small. So and then God knows that I was very afraid of parking, so He prepared me two parking lots.
然后我带着两个孩子去进入那个教会，已经是很晚了。那时候他们已经在最后就唱诗歌。
So it was quite late. So when I entered the meeting, that they are at the very end, they were singing the hymn.
我一下子好像是说那个标题是我应该本当应该侍奉主。
The title of the hymn was to serve the Lord.
然后我一进去，我一看到那个，我就整个就哭的就站不起来了。
When I saw that title, I was just crying. I couldn't stand up.
后来我觉得很不好意思，因为那个旁边还有我原来的同事在里面，那跟我打招呼，我就是泣不成声，说不出话来。
I was so embarrassed because some of members were my friends. They say hi to me, but I couldn't respond because I was crying.
感谢神，就是在这之前，我其实圣经都没有读过，很惭愧。
Quite badly, embarrassingly, that before this I never read the Bible.
所以我心里一直有一个愿望，就是说，神啊，如果你是真的，你让我读读 知道你圣经的那一些大概的内容，让我再注意。
So I have this desire. So I pray to the Lord. So Lord, if you are real, please let me understand the outlines of the Bible.
所以神的恩手又把我们带到了新泽西。
So God's gracious hand led us to the New Jersey.
带到了这个教会。
Led us to this church.
因为我很多的问题得到了答案。
Because all the questions that I had, God answered.
不管是在聚会、在信息、在聚会、各种各样的聚会中，神的话语都会通过弟兄姊妹的话进入我的心。
Whether through the Sunday messages or through the other meetings that from other brothers and sisters, that word of God came into my heart.
然后更让我感动的就是神让我知道，他给我们预备的救恩不只是让我们要进入永生。
And also what touched most is that the salvation of God is not just for us to go to heaven. To have eternal life.
对，他最终是要把我们像原来像雅各这样的人，要磨成以色列那样具有王子一样的形象。
It is about like a Jacob. God wants to transform us into Israel, like a prince of a king.
而且还要跟我们分享他的产业。
And also to make us. Heir of his inheritance.
这个救恩是何等的完备。
So what a complete and a perfect salvation it is.
好的，我根本智慧里面都想象不出来，在我的智慧。
We can never think of such things by our own.
当然走，我也知道走十字架的路会很艰难。
But also know that the way of the cross is difficult.
但是神必与我们同在。
But God will be always there with us.
因为只要我的信心在那里，
as long as we have faith.
只要我像雅各那样紧紧地抓住他不放。
Just like Jacob, holding on to the Lord, never letting him go.
我最后都能得到。会得到最完全的祝福。
In the end, we'll receive the complete salvation.
我想时间也蛮讲的太多了。我弟兄很非常感谢，帮助我和我全家的所有的兄弟姐妹，还有福音朋友。
I especially want to give thanks to the brown sister who helped us and other gospel friends.
因为你们也都是有。你们也都是很忙，有各种各样的难处，不管是家庭的、事业上等等。
I know you are very busy at home, at work.
但是你们能够，为了神的事业，放弃了自己本该有的很多的权利。
But for the God's sake, you forsake all these comforts.
我想神必纪念你们。
So, God will remember, remember you.
最后就希望我们一起都能够，在神的带领下，能够成为得胜者。
So, and last, I hope that by God's guidance, we all become overcomers.
能够进入那个千年国度。
We can all enter that millennium kingdom.
因为这是神最终的心意。
Because this is the will of God for all of us.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
谢谢。
感谢赞美我们奇妙的主。
We thank and praise our wonderful Lord.
他奇妙的恩手把我们的弟兄姊妹再带回了家。
Through his marvelous hand, he brought our brothers and sisters home.
好，我们等一下，弟兄们就开始准备他们两位受浸，我们就在这里观礼。
So, as our brothers and brothers and sisters prepare themselves.
好，在他们做准备的时候，我们仍然带着喜乐心，我们来唱一个诗歌好吗？
So as they prepare themselves for baptism, let's sing a hymn together.
如果你需要有方便下去，你也请自由。
If you want to take a break, then you can take a break or go in the bathroom. But
yeah. 好，我们请打开诗歌。